Time After Time by Molly Keane, read by Sheila Mitchell. Chapter 1. In the Kitchen. Jasper Swift, owner although not sole possessor of Duraglass, was back in the kitchen where he belonged. He'd been on his weekly shopping expedition. Today he'd forgotten his shopping list. Something that could happen to the most efficiently equipped person, even to his sister May. He wasn't going to taunt his own memory or his age on the matter. His elegant, lengthy figure was bent like a reed in a cold breeze over the bags and packages in the basket he'd put down on the kitchen table. He lifted up his handsome head and cursed. He'd left the meat behind. That was a bit senile, he had to admit. And April's prescription. No harm. Far too many tranquilizers going down that silly throat. There was something June had wanted. Was it for the farrowing sow? Well, too late now. Let her get on with her farrowing in her own way. At least he'd remember to buy for himself a new hot water bottle. He wasn't altogether dotty. Dottiness was the last thing from which Jasper suffered. Uncertain and nervous, perhaps. But that was to be expected in the elderly owner of a large and encumbered estate, and a house burdened with three sisters, one widowed, two unmarried, each of them with a right of residence. That was the way darling Mummy had left it. Jasper had always accepted her wishes devoutly, even more devoutly since her death. Now he took off his cap, a dark checked cap. Mummy had bought it, perhaps 30 years ago, from that most classical of hatters in St. James's. It was as graciously becoming to him as any hat dreamed up by Proust for Odette. He wore it with an air and at an angle that saved his blind eye.